This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
To another Section 10 right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. I really do appreciate that time. And I know there's a gazillion other shows you could be watching. I know that there's all kinds of news out there. There's all kinds of things going on, and you've tuned in here. So I really, really, really very much appreciate it. Now, look, would you head over to the Real Side? Head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot you can get involved with. And when it comes to, you know, just helping out, and when I say helping out, I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, forking over the bucks. Tell other people about the show. Tell other people what you know about the show. Okay? I mean, seriously. What you need, and I know I'm starting off, I'm not begging. I'm trying to make a statement. The state of California is shut down again. Right? And there needs to be an outlet to get information out. And some of you who are Facebook freaks, I mean that in a loving way, some of you that are Facebook freaks, when you head over to Facebook, you see that we put a little post up there that said, they're about ready to pull this page again. We can tell. We've seen it happen 4 times. Right? So, again, you want to be involved, you want to be engaged, you want to let people know about the show. The best place to go is up on our website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There are other places all listed, stations near you that probably carry the show. That's a good way to do it, too. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you tell people, you're telling people about the show. Anyway, California shut down. Like, this is new. I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to believe some of my more right-wing, hardcore right-wing friends who really believe this is a whole planned scenario. There's no easy way. There's no way this is, it just happens. Right? And I'm starting to believe that because when you look at the way they get everything ramped up to get people going again, and then they pull it down, then it's like, no more. That's it. You're done. That's crazy in and of itself. And in California, there's nobody pushing back. The state legislature here, God, this is scary in and of itself. The state legislature here left a few months ago, put Newsom in charge, said, do what you got to do to keep this state afloat. Well, that was a mistake right there. And look at all he's been doing. There's no legislation to speak of. He came down with another edict today that had absolutely, he's got no right doing anyhow. There's nothing in writing. There's no way to enforce it. He told the churches they have to close again. They can only have outside services. And the majority of the churches will follow that. I don't know why. Because it's not real. It's not true. but they'll follow it. You know, this coronavirus is a couple things going on. It's not spreading because of worship services in a church. Can we just get that down? And the spread rate, I'm going to say what I always say. Go back to percentages. If you go back to percentages, this works. It makes much more sense. When you start using numbers, look, if we are testing 10 times more people a day, would it only make sense that just maybe we be getting close to 10 times more hit rates for people who have coronavirus? And I was reading earlier today, it's not just a virus. You know, they're not just confirming viruses, they're confirming antibodies. This person has it. When, in all actuality, they probably had it, went through it, and don't have a problem with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the break. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Right? And the other thing, too, that some people are screaming about is get the schools open. Right? I mean, get the schools open. Let's get the kids back to school. Let's find out the realities behind wearing masks, not wearing masks. And let's make the changes we need to make. Let's do what we need to do to make things better. Because there is no way that some state, and maybe it's the way they're handling it, maybe it's the way we're handling it. I don't know. But some states are seeing virtually no change. And I say virtually no change because you're hearing numbers that are going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. But how many people are being tested? Right? I want to know what the conditions are. It's a big to-do that some 16-year-old died last week after taking the medication that helped President Trump. So they're trying to knock that down. They don't care how many lives you lose. They're not interested in that at all. Seriously. But when you read deeper into the story, the 16-year-old had problems. Many medical problems, not just one. So, between your host, this is Real Side on GZN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. I know you tuned in for her and not me on Mondays. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every Monday to give us the New England perspective, if you would. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So was Trump there last weekend? Or you know, last time we talked, he was on his way there. He's going to be there or whatever. Help me out.
He was supposed to come here Saturday, but the campaign canceled it because there was a tropical storm warning. So the rally did not happen.
I'm sure the people. Now, how's he faring in New Hampshire? If you're hesitating, that's not good.
Yeah. Okay, so let me try to put it this way. No one's excited about Biden, not one person.
Right.
There's a lot of anger and TDS, you know, against Trump, of course. And there's a lot of also support, hardcore support for Trump. It's the people that are quiet that I'm not sure about.
Really?
Yeah.
Because usually the quiet ones are the ones that want to stay out of the fray. They don't want any aggravation.
They are, and they're the ones who voted for Trump last time.
Right.
But I don't know what's going to happen because we've spent, what, almost 3.5 years of him being completely bashed left and right, no matter what he says or does.
Right.
And people blame, you know, the media and Democrats blame Trump for the coronavirus. So I don't know. I know our governor is still popular with people, with a lot of people. So, you know, I don't know if that will transcend into voting for Trump as well. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Well, it's going to be a little bit different this election because there's going to be a bunch of college students who aren't on campus.
Right.
You can't get an absentee ballot from your home in a different state unless they lie.
Yep.
And I mean, state of New Hampshire or any city clerk, well, they probably would because whatever. Is someone going to come and say, oh, I live here, send me an absentee ballot, but I'm really going to be here in, you know, Massachusetts for this time. So can you please send it to my home, this address instead of my New Hampshire one? Not sure how that's going to work out. So that could mess with the fray a little bit.
I agree with you.
Because all the out-of-state students vote here. They're, you know, they're allowed to.
Yeah, I know. Just amazing, isn't it?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Seriously. No, well, you also have, what do they call it? I think I'm going to move there voting, don't you?
Yes. I've seen, yeah, we do. It's really bad. It's really bad. That's like the only reason. New Hampshire probably would still be solid red if the Democrats didn't change the laws to allow that to happen.
Yeah. Well,
that's what happened when they got into power for one term.
Yep. And hopefully people are seeing. Well, listen, I'm not as, you know, usually I'm the doom and gloom guy, but I'm not there right now. I'm looking at stuff and I'm going, okay, if the Dems keep going down the road they're going, if they keep doing the stupid things that they're doing, I really do believe that even the average voter is going to go, look, I've had enough of this. We need to change this. We can't let this go on. I mean, I'm really there with that. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is look around. And one thing I noticed, remember I was talking to you previously about how all of a sudden all these Black Lives Matter people are pushing it and these local community groups all across the place.
Right.
It's probably all across the country, but I noticed it was a concerted, organized effort to do that. And you know, people weren't saying anything. They were supportive. You know me, I have a big mouth. I'll shut them up. But I noticed a switch over the past week. People are giving them the middle finger now and saying, you know what, we don't buy your crap anymore.
Right.
So, they're pushing back. I mean, all it really, to be honest with you, Joe, and you know this, all it really takes is one or two people to stand up and say, no, you're wrong, you're lying, blah, 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 and then other people will start standing up as well.
Oh, yeah, and you see, actually, the nice thing about it is you're seeing the Black community stand up. You're seeing more and more videos from the Black community approaching them and saying, you're not oppressed. I'm a 52-year-old. I mean, I watched this guy go off on them. I'm 52 years old. There's no oppression going on here.
I saw that video as well. That was really good. Yeah, no, okay, so obviously I'm white, but the left does the same thing with women and tries to tell women we're oppressed still and all this. You know what I mean? Because they put us in a victimhood status.
Yeah.
And I freak out on them all the time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I get equal pay. As a matter of fact, women are more equal than men. So, you know, they let women on the left do the exact same thing to all women. That's what the left does. They've got nothing, Joe. So they got to create victimhood.
Yeah.
They have to create, they are masters of victimology. They have to create different segments in identity politics of victims in order to keep people, you know, ginned up. Oh, only the Democrats can save you because you're a victim. Yeah, really? I can't, you know, the Italian symbol for.
Yeah. I would say, come here, let me show you what a victim is all about. Come over here.
Yeah. But this is exactly what they do. You know what I mean? They create, you know, that's where identity politics come in. They separate everybody out by groups, of course, because we can't be all united. And then they tell us all in different ways we're all victims. You're a victim, and you're a victim, and you're a victim. Oh, and then the victim ladder gets different. You know, sometimes you're higher up on the ladder. But like right now, it's Black Lives Matter, but they'll be pushed down when some other topic comes up that's more important.
No, they don't care.
Or more, in the news.
You're exactly right. They don't care. You know, no. I mean, if they really cared, think of all the things that they could do in the black community if BLM really cared. Okay, the things they could be doing to make things better, right?
Oh, my God, the things they could have done over the past few years, especially with the millions and millions of dollars that are getting that they're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if people.
Frankly, I think a bunch of that money is going to the Biden campaign and the DNC because it's going through Act Blue.
Oh, yeah. But people don't realize it. Well, a lot of people do realize it. But, you know, there's when you click on the donate button, and don't worry about it, people, you can go to BLM, read their statement. You'll see what they're really, truly all about. And then go to donate because, you know, you feel so bad for them. So go to donate to them, right? Now, when you donate to them, where does it go? It goes to Act Blue. Anybody know what Act Blue is? That's right. It's a donation arm of the Democrat Party, period. There's no other way around it. So that billions of dollars that have been, or a billion bucks close to, that has been promised to BLM, is coming from companies you need to find out about so you don't shop there so the money doesn't go to Democrats. So what's in your house? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown. Kudlow saying schools and businesses can safely reopen by strictly following coronavirus guidelines like distancing and masking and hygiene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Oh, I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You want to be part of the solution. But we'll talk about being part of the solution. Let me bring in the one that really is a part of the solution, Kimberly Moran. She joins me every week, every Monday, to kind of kick the week off, discuss the issues from the weekend that nobody really was digging into, talking about, or even dealing for, well, even dealing with for all intents and purposes. And Kimberly, first of all, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate being here.
So, are you surprised that Maxwell is still alive?
Yes.
I've read different stories. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, I mean, I heard she was singing like a canary.
Why wouldn't you if you were her? I would. If I were her, I would tell them everything they wanted to know.
Because
she's going to get a minimum sentence no matter what.
Yeah.
But at least maybe she can get that only that minimum sentence and get off with good behavior. Oh, I don't know if she can get off good with good behavior, but she's just going to end up in a federal court prison anyway.
Country club. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. It's not going to be like, you know, a hardcore, you know. She's going to become someone's girlfriend the next day. But she's, if you were in her place, wouldn't you sing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I would take every single one of those MFers down.
Every single
one of them.
When I was in the bus on the way to the jail, I'd be singing. I'd want to call to the AG. I'd want him there when I got there with recorders and protection. And I'd be going for it. Period.
Personally, I think that she was in New Hampshire, and part of it was she was making a deal with them. Because, first of all, why would anyone try to hide in New Hampshire? She would have been better off hiding in some big city where there's massive amounts of people, where you can literally hide. But she also happens to be a multimillionaire who could have escaped to an island where they don't do extradition. Right?
Right. But you know something? But, come on. Somebody, somewhere, somehow, might have been able to get to her, no matter where she was at, because the law
is pretty
powerful people, right?
So, this is very true.
You know, better she probably, if she got a hold of somebody in the DOJ and said, look, I'll sing, but you got to protect me. You're not putting me in that jail without any coverage or anything else like that. What do you think?
Or I'll sing, and you may put me in a federal witness protection program. And after the trial, I'm out of here, and no one knows where I am.
Bingo. Yeah, I do. Yeah, that would look.
That's the deal I would personally make, because she can take down probably a lot of people with what she knows and supposedly with any evidence she might have.
Well, apparently she's got pictures, she's got videos, times, places, and it's the same thing with, you know, when you hear some of these other, the women talking, the victims talking.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you look at that and you say, this was dark. This was bad and this was dark, don't you think?
That was horrifying. Horrifying. And all of those, anyone who was involved in it needs to get put away, needs to get taken down. And it was all apparently wealthy people.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people that a lot of us already know who they are. I mean, as in, no, because they're a celebrity or they're, you know, a multimillionaire or whatever. They all need to be taken down. It's vile. It's abusive. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And they all need to suffer for it.
Yep.
They all need to suffer for it. I don't give a flying, you know what, who it is. I don't care who it is. They all need to get taken down.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And you know, the worst of the worst, and I realize that some people are going to throw something at me because I'm not saying rape, but when you think of one of the worst things you can do, worst crimes you can commit is taking advantage of a young kid, a kid that has no way to push back, fight back, has no support, has no help. It's wrong on so many levels, you know.
And it's what people like Maxwell and Epstein look for is they looked for probably young girls who might not have that family support on the back end, and maybe, you know, that they victimize kids who were probably already victims.
That's what would have
been. In one way
said.
Or another. I'm not saying they were victims from their own, you know, their own family, but maybe, you know, it was Dysfunction Junction or, you know, who knows what's going on, what was going on.
Well, that's what one of the victims said, is that, you know, that she had been through this, she had been through that, and Maxwell approached her and gave her a phone number and talked with her and that kind of thing. So you're right. You know, they're searching and looking, and the sad part is they're finding, you know, not just searching and looking, but they're actually finding. All right.
Oh, God, I can imagine. I mean, the sad part, Joe, is this kind of thing goes on still today.
Oh, yeah.
I know a woman who was a victim of human trafficking when she was a young girl. And the only way she got out is because she ended up getting pregnant when she wasn't supposed to. They were going to force her to get an abortion, and she said, I can't do it, and she escaped.
Wow. Well, good for her. I mean, seriously.
She's
one of the most
amazing women I know.
Too. Well, I've had a few on the show, too. You know, it got out at 13 or 14, and they have just terrible, terrible stories, heartbreaking stories about what they went through and how they were treated, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, it just. All right.
The thing is, it's hard for all of us, right, to believe something like this actually still happens, but we know it happens. We know it happens.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to fathom that anyone would do that to a young child, boy or girl, because it happens with boys too. I can't.
That's why I said young child. I mean, you know, we heard stories and rumors over at Nickelodeon. We found out that quite a few of those were true, but you don't see anybody going to jail over there. You don't see anything happening over there. These are powerful people with lots of money. They get away with quite a bit, and they shouldn't.
Yep.
There's no reason for this. There's no way that anybody can justify any of the stuff that's going on.
There's literally none. And what's even, you know, and I don't think it's just the people that are doing it that should get taken down. I think anybody who knew about it should also suffer some kind of consequences because they didn't stop it.
No, I'm with you. I think it's just like I said with the, what is it, Weinstein, you know, he had 16 assistants. Any one of those that knew what was going down, any one of those that even brought one of those girls into the room should also be brought up in charges. Because if all they were worried about was their job, that's pretty shallow.
And, like an accessory or something.
Yeah.
Something, obviously not the same level of crime, but if they knew about it and they did nothing,
Right.
They should be brought up on charges. No one should skate on any of these kind of things. Not one single person. I don't care if you're the richest man or woman in the world. I don't care if you're one of the poorest people in the world. You should all be treated equally.
Yep.
As far as punishment goes.
No, I agree with you. I'm right there with you. Okay, let's do some rapid fire stuff that you're going to get a kick out of. You're going to enjoy. Cuomo threatens a $2,000 fine if you break the coronavirus quarantine rules a day. I wonder if he'll fine his brother for that kind of stuff, right? So
his brother would have gotten fined.
Yes. If you're traveling into New York from states with high infection rates for COVID-19, you'll be required to provide their contact information upon arrival or face a fine, court summons, or something else. Cuomo, they're gonna try to quarantine you when you come in. It's like, wait a minute, I'm coming here for a two-day conference. You're going to quarantine me for 14 days? Are you out of your mind? These people are brain dead.
The only way they're going to know if someone's from out of state is if they go to a hotel. Are hotels even open in New York City?
Good question. I don't even know.
There's probably no conferences going on, so it's not like someone's coming in. If someone's coming from out of state, they'd be going there to probably be a tourist, most likely. And probably most things aren't open, so why would you even go there? Why is anyone even going to New York City anymore?
So check this out. The order comes because of a rampant rise in numbers for COVID-19. You ready for this one? 1% of about just over 50,000 people tested positive for it. 1% of over, I want people to think about that. Over 50,000 people tested positive. This is a pandemic, right?
Over 50,000 people where?
In New York. We're tested for it.
Oh, okay. They tested positive, but
1% of the 50.
Oh,
1%
okay.
of the 50 that were tested. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Wouldn't your science teacher go back? You must have done something wrong. Do it again.
They mustn't have taken statistics.
All right.
They couldn't have.
We're going to a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Bill's a real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Listen, later on tonight, third hour, we're going to have David Horowitz on with us. And if you really want to hear somebody going to like rapid-fire machine gun, he actually got mad at me at one point. I pre-recorded it earlier today. He was upset that I kept calling them liberals, and he said, stop calling them liberals. They're communists. I should know. I grew up in a communist home. So I'm not going to argue with the man because he has a clue. Anyway.
I call him leftists. It's probably the same thing.
He said stop. Stop calling, because we've always referred to the left. We've always referred to liberals as the left. They're not liberals. They're out and out.
No.
I'm just going by what the man says.
I know, but to me, there's a difference between a liberal and a leftist. And liberals get mad when you call them leftists.
Well, then stop being stupid. Oh. I mean, I don't know. You, them.
Right?
I mean, get yeah. Come back to reality. Get off the mothership. Come back to Earth, and maybe we'll talk to you differently. I don't know. They're making me crazy. And not that that's a far drive to begin with, but they're making me nuts. And it's like nothing. Nothing is normal with them. There is no normality to speak of, right?
No.
I mean,
nope.
Look at the Seattle mayor. I mean, that's all over. There's now a recall out for her.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So she announced on earlier today that she is going to move certain functions away from the police department. She's also going to take $70 million away from them. I think this is hilarious. And
wow.
And she's going to, in light of everything that went down, she is actually talking about not only just defunding the police department, but giving them less duties, if you would. I think this is amazing. You know, let me rephrase. They have a $400 million budget, the police department does. They're pulling $56 million directly from the police department, right? They're going to move civilian functions outside the police department, such as the city's 9/11 call center. Why would you do that? Parking enforcement, no longer police. Office of Emergency Management, no longer police. And the Office of Police Accountability.
Wow. Wait. Who's going to be running the Office of Police Accountability?
I know, right? Seriously. Probably,
I mean,
BLM.
Isn't that part of the problem in the first place?
It'll be BLM, I'm sure.
Yeah, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. And again, there's you look at this stuff, and when you look, I think they're talking about losing almost 50% of their officers. So when you're talking about a 50% reduction in staff, do they really have two brain cells to rub together that says, hey, crime will go down? How is crime going to go down?
Why would you be a cop right now?
Oh, I wouldn't.
I mean, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose new recruits. You know what I mean? So
they don't care. They don't,
so it's a double whammy. A bunch of cops can retire.
Yeah.
A bunch of them are just going to quit, and they can go into private security and make probably a heck of a lot more money. And a bunch of the new recruits are going to say, oh, no. I'm not doing that.
You know,
so they're really, that's what the left wants, but not the black community in general doesn't want that. They have a pretty high approval, like 50-something% approval rate of the police.
Right.
Probably more so than some other communities where it's, you know,
this is great.
White people who are just, you know.
And then you know the socialist / communist city council person. What's her name over there? Kashama Sawant?
Shawanta something.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Like, yeah, brain dead. Brain dead. She's demanding the police budget be year after year be cut in half. Okay? And she wants an ongoing, number one. Number two, when you look at what they're talking about, all right, you know, again, they're not asking the people in the community. Now they didn't ask the police chief anything. Here's a female, African-American female police chief. And they didn't ask her anything. She said basically what's going to have to happen if this cut goes through. She said it would force her to close one of the precincts, the elimination of the gang and domestic violence unit, and actually other units too as well. So,
you know,
you better get your guns, people. If you're up in that area, get your guns, get them loaded, the whole nine yards, right?
Wow.
And then you got AOC out there, right? Another brain surgeon. I don't know how these people get Congress. I really don't know how they pulled this off.
You know why? Because hardly anyone in her district voted. Hardly anyone in her district voted.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah, that's right, too. No, that's
right.
You
know that.
Oh, I forgot. Son of a gun. All right. Well, thank you.
The numbers were ridiculous.
Yep.
And I know somebody was saying the other day, oh, she's not going to win again. I'm like, want to make a bet? Nobody votes in her freaking district.
Yep.
That's why these people win. I try to tell people all the time, look, you might not think your vote matters, but you know how many people think their vote doesn't matter? They don't vote. And some races are close. I don't know how close hers was, but there are some races where it's only by a few votes. If those few people who thought their vote didn't matter actually voted, maybe the good guy would win.
You know,
not that there's any that many, at least in that area in New York City, good politicians, but
yeah.
So you get what you vote for, kids.
Well, she tweeted out, I don't know if you read this, she tweeted out over the weekend, let me see, she made a conference this weekend suggesting the crime surge in New York City is likely because struggling residents are forced to shoplift in order to feed their child. She said the Republicans have never experienced or seen poverty. Right. Republicans are all upset that I'm connecting the dots between poverty and crime. The Progressive Firebrand tweeted, I know that most of them haven't experienced or seen these issues firsthand, but I have. She grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Yeah, she grew up wealthy. Hello, you moron. Not only did she grow up wealthy, but she doesn't know the first thing about poverty. Not one damn thing.
No.
I love how leftists always assume, they do this all the time, Joe. They do this all the time. They assume if you're conservative, you never, ever, ever dealt with any kind of issues like that in your whole life. No. They don't stop and think. Maybe you're conservative because you did deal with those issues and you overcame them without freaking blaming everyone else for the issues.
I told you I could poke you and get you rolling.
Oh, damn you.
So, we put people, according to her, I went on to read this while you're, we're putting people into positions where they feel like they have to shoplift or go hungry. Because, you know, there's no work for them, and that has everything, now she's not saying this, this is what I'm saying, that there's no work for them, and that has everything to go with Republicans, because they don't really care about, poor people kind of thing. And what are they? The crime rates went to 500%. The police department is reporting a staggering increase in shootings this weekend alone. Just on Saturday, they had 15 shootings in 15 hours. Right?
Yeah, and those shootings have nothing to do with shoplifting.
No, nobody would. Well,
not one thing.
They were shoplifting the dollar bills out of the pocket of the person they shot, apparently. But
well, maybe, but I'm pretty sure that the shootings had more to do with gang-related activities than they had to do with somebody hungry for food for their kids.
She has got to have an IQ of about 4. Maybe I'm giving a little bit too much credit. But she's got to have, right? She. John Roberts, where she was talking, the host that she was talking to, brought up the fact that a one-year-old was shot and killed, and 3 other people were injured late Sunday night at a family cookout in Brooklyn Park. You know, her saying that people are hungry, so they're going out and lifting bread. No, they're going out and killing people. You don't kill a one-year-old because you need something from the store.
Yeah, what did killing a one-year-old get you?
I know.
She's amazing. Actually saying that people are killing for food. She's a lying sack of you-know-what.
Yes, she is.
And she's intentionally lying because that's all the left knows how to do.
Yeah. And she's going after, this is sad. She's actually going after de Blasio because all he did was take $1 billion away from the police department, that he's playing politics. And he needs to really go after them. I'm going, this is a demented human being. This is a human being with a real problem. Don't you agree?
Oh, God. Where do we begin?
Breathe deep.
I think.
Yes.
We've said it before. Any normal person sees all these lunatics and has to wonder what the heck happened.
Yeah. I agree
with you. The insane things they say, the insane things they want, policies they want to put in place.
Yep.
I mean, you don't even have to read the bill, just the things they say they want to do.
Yep.
I don't understand how any normal thinking person could ever vote for anyone on the left or any Democrat again.
All right, tell people quickly where to find you.
GraniteCross.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Remember, we're talking about your mental health. We're talking about how you can help out your teen. Teen suicide rates are jumping. We don't like it. Not cool. We'll be back in a few minutes.